to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD, where the call and calm is to stay well. You, the Owner's Manual, is obviously a passionate show. I'm passionate about what I do because it is to try and help you stay well and function at your optimal level. So we teach you how to take control of your genes so that you can, in fact, function at that optimal level. I'm having a little problem with a wire here, and I'm going to get it out of the way so it doesn't keep making funny noises. I apologize for that. So you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, we care about you. We've got a great show lined up. At the bottom of the hour, Mark Eberling, Not Impossible. This is a really remarkable set of stories that Mark has written, a way of the art and joy of doing what couldn't be done. Mark Eberling is the man who would figure out how to, in fact, get people who, a person who had Lou Gehrig's disease, to be able to communicate even when it was impossible to do so. There was no easy way of doing it. By the way, if you want to write us or ask us questions, even anything for Mick Eberling, M-I-C-K. No wonder I had trouble when I was Googling him. Mick Eberling. If you look under TED Talks, you'll hear these amazing talks where he talks about how he did the impossible and how with a cheap pair of sunglasses and an idea, they were able to get a person with Lou Gehrig disease to be able to be a graphic artist again. Really amazing stories. So you'll see the template for doing this in Mick's journey. And this is a sensational book. Mick Eberling, The Art and Joy of Doing What Couldn't Be Done. And he does it in medicine using the maker's rather than the hacker's role. Now, you're going to say, what's the maker's role? Well, we're going to ask him and find out, because the maker's network is a opposite of the hacker's network. It's the maker's network is how do you improve technology for the benefit of society and do so, if you will, on the cheap. And that's really, this is amazing, but I hope you enjoy it as much as I have. We're also going to talk a little bit about why blood flow is so important and the key phenomenon on blood flow. That is why you need a warm-up, whether you're in bed or on a treadmill. I'm still having trouble with this wire. I've got to figure out how to do something with it before I drive myself and probably you crazy by hearing extra sounds with the wire. The next subject, I will talk about flow. We're also going to talk about ignoring exercise, why it may be twice as lethal as just being obese. It's one of the top four things, ignoring exercise, causing premature death now in the world. Flu shots, only 23% effective this season. Is that going to pertain for a long time, and is it going to be for others? Meaning, are flu shots, will we get better as the season goes on at protecting because of the other viruses other than the first one? And we'll also talk about the other comment by the FDA. It says the U.S. official, that's the head of the CDC, urged physicians to prescribe antivirals to prevent a bad flu season, to help treat this bad flu season. And my statement is, why would he do that when, in fact, chicken soup is as effective as is the best antivirals at preventing this flu or shortening the flu. You don't prevent it with the antivirals. You shorten it and lessen its severity. You do the exact same thing with inexpensive chicken soup 4 times a day. So why not just tell the docs to get prescribed chicken soup early on? There's no data that shows that the antivirals Tamiflu or Relenza are better than chicken soup for non-hospitalized patients. Lunch after recess prompts kids to eat more fruits and vegetables. We'll talk about that story and about the early signs of Alzheimer's disease and why, if you will, personality changes and personality aspects are so important to spot early on. And then we'll also talk about the optimists are twice as likely as pessimists to have heart health. Healthy hearts, that is. But the key will be that great segment at the bottom of the hour by Mark Eberling, author of Not Impossible. Now, when we go also to the second hour, and you can always get us on the first and second hour by going to RadioMD.com or by finding it archived. All, I think, 13 years or 14 years of Radio MD are archived, 14 years of You, the Owner's Manual show, are archived at Radio MD. You can get that by Monday now of the week after, sometimes by Sunday of the week after at RadioMD.com. Look at You, the Owner's Manual in the archives, and you can find that. The other stories we're going to talk about in that hour, Gary Ginsberg, why you've got to look at the origin of where your eggs come from. Does pot smoking cause lung cancer? Perk in New York City apartments? Who gets the worst of it? And should Salt Lake City residents be allowed to burn wood? And then we're going to talk about a couple of devices that seem to trick you into eating less. But let's first start with starting about flow. Now, flow is blood flow, and whether it's your heart or your head or your sexual organs, you need blood flow. But there's an important concept of warm-up as we get older. And what do we mean by warm-up? Well, warm-up is you need, whether it's foreplay, as in sexual foreplay, with kissing and hugging, etc., or whether it is foreplay in a warm-up foreplay, if you will, by doing exercise at a slower rate before you get to do it faster, the same process is at play. And you say, what is that process and why do we get better with foreplay? And the answer is because you have two types of nitric oxide in a small gas. So this is a gas that we release from our endothelial cells into the bloodstream that dilates and into other cells, into the muscle cells in the blood vessel, that dilates, that causes the blood vessel to get bigger. And when it gets bigger, you're able to get more blood in there, which is key for lubrication. It's key for having an erection, but it's key for blood flow. So Viagra prolongs the action of nitric oxide, but the common medications for the heart, nitroglycerin does the same thing, only provides this nitric oxide for the heart, allowing the blood vessels to dilate. And you say, why do we have this and why do you need a warm up? Well, when you're young, you have both what we call an endogenous and then what you would call a need inspired form of nitric oxide. And in the need-inspired nitric oxide, you need a warm-up to generate it. But as we get older, we lose that always-present nitric oxide. So it's harder to do exercise. It's harder to have sex immediately when you get older than it was when you were younger because of this induced, you need the induced.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth About Women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that helps you take control of your genes. We were just talking about flow, blood flow, and why a warm-up is more needed the older you are. Obviously, you may know that or may not know that, but when you exercise and as you get older, you need to warm up more. And that's in order to get the right blood flow there. And that's true if your foreplay is more important in sexual encounters as you get older as well. And it's not just because your brain is slower or you need more brain to get involved in it. It is because that blood flow is key to a lot of things we do in life. And we have what we call an inducible form of nitric oxide as well as a constituent. The constituent is always present, and that goes down as we get older. So in order to get the more blood flow, which gives you the muscles more blood so they can exercise better or anything else, more blood that is stimulated, well, you need that, if you will, inducible form. And the inducible form requires a warm-up, requires it to be, if you will, induced or you to cause you to make more of it. And that's why a warm-up is needed more as we get older. The second story that I wanted to cover this week is a report that exercise, ignoring it anyway, or doing it, is twice as important as getting thin from just stopping eating as many calories. And the reason that exercise is so important, all it takes is 20 minutes every day of the week from the standpoint of to really drop death rates. So 20 minutes of brisk walking every day, in addition to what you do normally, will decrease deaths by about, believe it or not, 6.4 million nationwide. So it's just, believe it or not, it's just 110 calories worth of exercise a day does that. What we've learned is that standing, that is sitting down, the standing is obviously the opposite of sitting in a way, but sitting is been called the new smoking. It's really not. It's not that great an effect. But sitting and lack of physical activity, the two together, are about a 10-year older effect. Or by avoiding sitting for more than 30 minutes in a row, and by doing the right amount of exercise, you get about 10 years younger. So this study, looking at the effects worldwide, said that, and they looked at the 334,000 men and women participating in the European Prospective Investigation of Cancer Nutrition, found that they could prevent a huge number of deaths by just people exercising, doing a brisk walk 20 minutes a day, every day of the week. So if you aren't doing it, go ahead and do it. It's good for everything. Now, the other thing that I should say is, the other important thing is, just get up out of your chair for 1 minute every 30 minutes. Remember, we had that study on a while back where all it takes is getting up out of the chair for 1 minute out of every 30 minutes. So that's an important thing. If you need a timer, time yourself. If you need an alarm clock, put it on. But that's what can happen. I'm still having problems with this darn wire. I don't know why. Third thing that we wanted to take swing at today. By the way, I did the Healthy Strides program of the Cleveland Clinic today. 40 people joined me for a brief walk. That is a one-hour walk around the Beechwood Mall. And we had a great time. I learned all the new stores at Beechwood Mall, saw them as they were opening. We start at 8:30 every Saturday. I'm only there six times a year, but every Saturday there's a Cleveland Clinic physician who walks around the mall at the Beechwood Mall starting at 8:30. We do about a 15-minute talk. This time I talked about probiotics because that was one of the questions, as well as the subject of my new book. Or one of the main subjects, the main do-over deeds, The new book is called This Is Your Do-Over. It comes out February 24th. But in the book, we highlight 7 do-over deeds, one of which is having a buddy. And I talked to the group about why having a buddy was so important and was probably the most important of the do-over deeds. In any case, the those 40 obviously were getting their full day's worth of, if you will, exercise that would decrease the death rate substantially if everyone did it. Flu shots, only 23% effective this year. That means that of the people who get exposed to flu so far, 77% have been getting the flu. Now, that's not quite true. It probably is minimizing the adverse effects of the flu. And remember, there are 4 strains of the flu. Only one of the strains seems to be weakening, but that's the one that comes first. So the other flu shots, it seems to be effective against the other 3 viruses, which typically come later in the season. So the influenza B and the other viruses seem to be better covered by this flu season. But the H3N2, which is the flu that's affecting America, was not very well treated. Now, if you look at the graphs on the incidence of flu now, it seems to be decreasing substantially. But remember, get a flu shot even now. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to be effective. But at the end of February, early March, is when the influenza B and some of the other viruses take really hold. So this will protect you against them as well as give you some protection for future years. Now, at the same time, the top U.S. official, Tom Frieden of the CDC, said docs should prescribe antivirals more this season. Well, maybe they should just prescribe chicken soup. Chicken soup in the randomized controlled trials does as well as Tamiflu or Relenza. It's a lot easier for everyone to get it. So when you start to feel the symptoms of flu, any of the flus come on, start to take chicken soup 4 times a day, and you get as good a benefit as having Relenza or Tamiflu as a medication. We're going to run out of time, and I just want to make sure everyone stays tuned for the next guest, Mick Eberling, E-B-E-L-I-N-G. The book is called Not Impossible, The Art and Joy of Doing What Couldn't Be Done. And obviously, if he's writing about it, we're going to learn about how it can be done. And I love some of the titles of the chapters. These are very well-written chapters. The 3 Rules of How is one of them. We'll ask questions about that. And then There Are Only Monkeys, what he meant into that, what he means by There Are Only Monkeys. And we're going to talk about the Makers Network and why this is one of the hopes of the nation. So this is one of the really, to me, this is one of the really exciting, if you will, ideas in America today, and talks about how possible everything is. We're going to give him a challenge about changing the education system and how to do that in a very economic way, and how it is being done, because it is being done. The revolution against the absurd U-turn. You're looking to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling
handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great. Much fun.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word. Someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have an exciting guest this half hour. Mick Eberling wrote the book Not Impossible, but what he tells, the stories he tells in this book and what he talks about in this book are really a revolution, both in healthcare and in general in the United States. So this is the good side of hacking, as well as the good side of a lot of things, perhaps. Mick, thank you very much for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Now, tell me, people will want to know about genesis of the book, but the genesis of your deciding that a lot of things aren't impossible. And many of us, I think on the East Coast, don't know any place near as much about the makers as we do about the hackers, because hackers get a lot of play in the radio and TV media, and makers don't. So tell us, first of all, makers versus hackers, and then how you came into this world.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think the concept of hacking and the concept of making, I think, is one of those things that we're all born with. And it's just kind of a certain sense of human ingenuity. And I always talk about that example when you're looking to hang a picture frame and you got a hammer or something, a nail into a wall, and you don't have a hammer and you start looking around for things and you grab a wrench or you grab a rock or you grab something like that. And that's essentially what it means to be a hacker or a maker. You're looking for things that you can make and looking for things that you can use that maybe weren't actually intended to be that particular thing. In the case of the hammer, a hammer was designed to just do one or two things, and you're turning it into something else. So the concept of hacking typically, as you said, has that sentiment of doing something bad or hacking or stealing money or something like that. But hacking is really just about being just taking a different vantage point on things. And how do you create something, or how do you turn something into something that maybe it wasn't intended for in the first place?
Now, and tell us about making. There's a makers network, and at least I saw some of these, the toys that are being used, built, the robots, etc., from literally 6 and 8 year olds in California when I went to a school there, and I was blown away. So tell us a little bit about the makers network.
You know, I think the funny thing is that the concept of hacking seems to, you know, obviously that relates to programming, you know, and computers and code, and the concept of making and being in the maker movement seems to kind of have that connection as well. But if you think about it, we all grew up to some degree with that maker kind of instinct in us, from Legos to Lincoln Logs, Tinker Toys to whatever. And we've all done that, where we've been out, you know, you're out playing someplace and you pick up a stick and you turn it into a magic wand or a gun or something like that. And it's just using your imagination. And the concept of making is that right now. And you're starting to see it being adopted more as, you know, let's make toys for kids that they kind of build themselves. Let's make things that they don't come pre-assembled, is that there's more of an assembly there, and typically there's more of an electronic or a programming or some kind of a computer-aided component to it.
And you're using this with a 3D printed kind of a hand or extra part of body that retains or maintains or regains function. Tell me about that.
The work that I'm doing with Non-Impossible is really about how you take something, make something, hack something, repurpose something, and turn it into maybe something it wasn't intended for, but turn it into something that has a fundamental social need or fundamental human need. So you just cited the example of Project Daniel, that I flew out to the Sudan about a little over a year, a couple months ago, and I 3D printed an arm for a young boy who had lost both of his arms in the war, and he was able to feed himself for the first time in 2 years. And we did that with consumer-available tools and consumer-available technology, a 3D printer and a laptop and some nuts and bolts. Before that, I did it with a device called the iWriter, where we took a pair of cheap sunglasses, a coat hanger, and a web camera, and we mounted the web camera to the front of the coat hanger so that it pointed back at the pupil, and we made a device that allowed a paralyzed artist be able to draw again for the first time in about 7 years. And the catch to all of this is that not just to do it, and not just to do it so that we're going to go start a 3D printed prosthetic company or an ocular recognition company, we try to do this thing with these somewhat crude materials, but we do it because to make it the lowest possible cost we can with the highest possible functionality. And then we post the code for free, we give it away, because in our absolute core and in my absolute core, I believe that freedom of expression, communication, being able to feed yourself, being able to walk, things like that shouldn't really be governed by whether your mom and dad have insurance or how much money you come from. I think those are some of those things that we can use technology that exists in the world and turn it into something that makes it so it accomplishes something fundamental that a human being might need.
Well, one of the stories, and by the way, if you want to find out more about Mick Eberling, you can, as I said in the earlier part of the show, you can Google him and go to his TED Talk, or TED Talks now, and listen to these remarkable work. But it's also described incredibly well in the book, as well as the future. And so when we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit more about the future. But right now, let's get into the artist who couldn't draw and how this really started you on this path. And maybe it was, sure. At least I took it that this is really the start on the path.
Yeah, absolutely. That was chapter one, and that was act one in this concept around Not Impossible. And that was, we had designed it. I had a production company that we make, we were working in animation and design, and we were making television commercials and films and movies and things like that. And had a great business, and we decided one year that we were going to give money to a charity instead of giving our clients, a bottle of wine or some kind of forgetful gift at the Christmas time. And we decided to give it to the Tempt One Foundation, and Tempt One Foundation is around this artist named Tempt. And when we sat down with his father and brother and said, "Hey, we're gonna, I'm gonna give you this money. What are you gonna use it for?" His brother said, "I just want to be able to talk to my brother again. I just want to be able to communicate with him and have him be able to express himself." And I was dumbfounded because, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners probably would feel the same way. I thought that everybody who was paralyzed had access to what I call a Stephen Hawking machine, a tool that was provided to them to let them, use their eyes to communicate. You saw it with Christopher Reeves or Stephen Hawking or some of the people that you might have, some of the more popularized people that had some kind of handicap. And he said that, his brother and father went on to explain that that's not the case. That's only if you've got insurance or money, and they had neither. So they were communicating through a piece of paper, and they ran their hand along a piece of paper, and every time they got up to a letter on that piece of paper, Tempt would blink, and then they would write that letter down, and then they would repeat that over and over again until they started to form sentences and understood what Tempt wanted. And for me, that to me seemed like something that was ridiculous. It was preposterous, especially in, this was 2009 when this took place. That we have the type of technological advancements, yet we're still using a piece of paper in some of the most significant hospitals in the world.
And when we come back, Mick, so we're talking with Mick Eberling on the book Is Not Impossible, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Tempt Foundation, what he did. This is really clever, really, and then I want to get into There Are Only Monkeys.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalife Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalife Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalife.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalife.com. Prevalife, for immediate comfort and relief.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson.
I'm going to be totally honest because that's all I know how to do and my life is an open book anyway. Give me a tip to develop a deeper connection with myself, right? That's what I'm struggling with.
The short answer is to do less in general and make it more meaningful.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
My friend and colleague, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who's the 18th Surgeon General of the United States.
Thank you for having me and thank you both for what you do to get the health messages and public health messages out there.
The naked truth about women.
Michelle, what comes to your mind?
Friendships.
Oh, okay.
Healthy women cultivating friendships. I mean,
we bond.
Right, exactly.
We bond like there's no tomorrow, and it's so healthy, and there's so much scientific research.
Listen live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well. Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. We have a great guest, and I've been mispronouncing his name. It's Mick Ebeling, E-B-E-L-I-N-G, no R in there. The book is called Not Impossible, The Art and Joy of Doing What Couldn't Be Done. It's a wonderful book because it really is uplifting as well. The website, by the way, for the book, and you can hear a lot about the book and other things that he's involved in at notimpossible.com. So, Mick, we were getting into the first person you were helping, which was the artist who could only communicate with this long hand of blinking when someone ran over the words on a printed page, and you said, well, we should do something about that. So what happened?
Well, that was kind of my first introduction to this concept of what I thought was absurd, and I thought there was something that was impossible that should be made not impossible. So I got a bunch of people together. I call these groups I get together people that make me feel stupid, right? Really brilliant, smart, genius people. And we got together for a hacker weekend, and we just started coming up with different things that would solve the problem. And in the end, it was a pair of glasses from the Venice Beach Boardwalk, a coat hanger, and a web camera, and it tracked his eye, and that allowed him to draw again for the first time in 7 years. And that was the first bite of the apple for me to see what would happen if you use low cost very accessible materials to try to make something that was impossible, not impossible. And we did it, and we did it for one reason, which is to help temps, and then it went on, you know, to win Time Magazine's Top 50 Inventions of 2010, permanent collection at the MoMA, all these crazy things, and we kind of looked at these ourselves and said, holy cow, I think we're onto something. I think there's definitely a need for this out there. So that was the launch of Non-Impossible, and now we're just continuing to do work in that space.
That comes to, and I'm going to go out of order, but that comes to the three rules of how. I don't know if that's the correct chapter title. Yes, the three rules of how. And so some of these chapters, obviously, I loved, and this one I loved because it introduces new things to the concept of what I would call purpose in life and generosity. So what are the three rules of how?
Sure. So three rules of how. The first is a singularity of focus. Having one purpose, one focus, and in our case, the way that we work at Non-Impossible is one person that we want to help. And, we like to focus on one person, but then make a solution for one person that has the ramifications of helping many, many people afterwards. So we don't try to help all people who have ALS. We try to help one person with ALS, knowing that that will have the ability to help lots of people. The second rule of, or kind of the three rules of how, or actually the third rule that I really love is the concept of beautiful, limitless naivety. And having, we as humans are constantly being told no. And as an early age as a kid, studies have shown that you're told no 200 times a day. And so trying to regress, if you will, back to that state of just not really knowing what you don't know and knowing, just kind of being naive about what can and can't be done and having a wild imagination and really embracing the concept that we might not have it figured out, but you know, if we can think without limitations, we could probably accomplish a lot of great things. Those are the two of those three rules that I love.
And then you go into there are only monkeys as a chapter title, and of course when you read this, it starts out with this crazy idea of a guy who couldn't get a date decided to start a girls' volleyball tournament, so that he has access to a lot of girls. But go ahead and tell the story about
there
are
only monkeys. Came from. I was on a train with my wife. Right after we got married, we were poor as paupers. We didn't have, more than a couple bucks to our name, and we were on a train. And there was a little boy who was playing with some red monkeys and blue monkeys in the seat behind us. And I kind of looked behind and said, "Oh, what are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, I'm playing." And I said, "Oh, which ones are the good guys and which ones are the bad guys?" And he kind of took the monkeys and he pulled them a little closer to himself and he said, "They're just monkeys." And it was one of those moments of like, oh my God, what an incredibly philosophically enlightened comment to make, that there's no bad guys, there's no good guys, there's just guys, there's no good monkeys or bad monkeys, there's just monkeys. And when you have that perspective, you kind of see things from a standpoint, again, of a possibility of what's actually possible and what can be done.
And what can be done to in fact take what I would call the hacker world and turn it into a maker world, or what you would call turn bad guys into good guys just by framing, if you will, and making sure that they have a purpose. And that's the last chapter, and I just want to get to this, or one of the last chapters, is the revolution against the absurd, your turn. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, I think if you look to that amazement that I had when I realized that the temp was communicating with a piece of paper in Los Angeles, in a city that has the GNP of greater than many countries. And that that's what was going on. I thought that that was absurd. And the fact that the devices that allowed him to communicate were $15,000 at the time. And you look at Daniel with Project Daniel, the 3D printed arm, and you look at the cost of prosthetics out there nowadays, which ironically is about similar to the iWriter, which was similar to ocular recognition, about $15,000. And you start to look around, and you start to realize that there's certain things that you see that are just absurd that they exist that way. It's absurd that you can't qualify for certain things for insurance because of some criteria. It's absurd that you can't have things that are going to improve your quality of life or other people's quality of life, or whether there's someone with some kind of a syndrome or disease or a disability, or whether it's just just being alive. And what the revolution against the absurd means is forget bureaucracy, forget logistics, forget the rules, forget the things that we're kind of constantly enforced around us of what can be and what can't be, and say, you know, that's absurd that I don't have that. It's absurd that I can't make that. It's absurd that someone who needs that isn't able to get that. And
well, Mark, we're going to have to leave it. We're going to have to leave all of our listeners hanging on that. The book is Not Impossible. Mick Ebeling, Ebeling, notimpossible.com is the website. Wonderful segment. Thank you very much, and thank you for what you're doing. It's tremendous. This is something you should all look into.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.